basically, what happened?
I thought that was Nate.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Hang on, wait. Let me pull up the log. It's a solid two sentences. Yeah. All right. Essentially, you guys, in the previous session, you guys started at that abandoned village, made your way over to, whatever it was called.
Yeah.
I cannot English. Give me one second.
Gondor. Sorry, it's the ice people. I know who they are.
You guys were here. You guys went to Treltonia. You guys talked to Eldin, asking for a group ride down to Brelnada, where the party was going to split. You guys made your way down here, and then at about here-ish, give or take, you guys were attacked by a group of Vex Mortis followers who tried to use the wonderful magic and banish you all, attempting to send you back to the Nine Hells, believing you to be demons, obviously. That did not work. Then you guys proceeded to terrify them and rob them. Not you guys specifically, but you guys as in the party.
Yeah, yeah. We were actually quite nice. Me and Flux,
We actually didn't care for human regard and slaughtered all of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We fireballed them, yeah.
Yep. Fantastic. I'm so glad that you did.
I compiled all their atoms in the black hole.
Then you guys finished your journey, heading through Brimstone, which, as you guys passed through, it was literally empty. You didn't even see a single person in there, so... you guys just continued your journey all the way to Brelnada, where you arrived. It was kind of dark, and you guys had a long rest. That is, except for Fluxy and Dragon. Sorry, you're being voluntold this. Essentially, you guys stayed up late throughout the night, and Dragon utilized his wonderful abilities to create a brand new magic item.
Oh, nice.
A total of four of them, actually, to give to the party. So every single person will get this. Kind of. It's called an Orb of Zoom.
Okay. Wait, Zoom?
It's basically a conference call, but it announces to all of the others that are currently created basically what you say to make this work gameplay and... realistically, the further away you guys are apart from each other, the longer the delay is in sending and receiving messages.
Gotcha.
So but that's more, totally not convenient way for me to just keep you guys in communication while still not actually playing two games at the same time.
True. Although if I use the spell sending, I can make this a pain for you.
You could, but I would just call up Dragon right now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But yeah, so you guys woke up in Brelnada, basically shook hands, said, good luck on your journey, we'll keep in touch, and kind of left the inn. I will say you guys left a little bit earlier than the other two.
Yeah, okay. So when, in terms of leaving, are we on the boat or are we like just
going? No, so you guys are currently at an inn. You guys actually would be here. So, I didn't know if you guys wanted to do some shopping first or what you guys really wanted to do here. If you wanted to go straight for boats, you guys know kind of where you would go. You would kind of go to this general area right in here.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to go shopping, you can do that, whatever.
Flux, it is up to you. My motive is to go instantly, but it is shop to your heart's content.
I only have 80 gold, so the most I could do is steal something. But what I will do is
nothing.
Is we're in the inn currently, correct?
You guys just exited the inn.
Okay.
The inn.
What time is it?
It's time for lunch.
It would be about 8 a.m. at this point.
Okay. Oh, it's time for breakfast.
For breakfast. Just look over at Aragorn and be like, well, I guess we gotta set out on our adventure ahead and figure out what you're going to do about this whole situation with these, ice people after you?
Pretty much. I'm only worried that, my past kingdom is taken over by them. If so, you know, what we must do. But hopefully everything is normal and we can figure this out, hoping it's just another cult.
Well, most of the time they're after somebody for a reason, but I mean, there is a reason for you.
Mm-hmm. A very big one.
Yeah, you're kind of the prince, so we should get you there carefully and without hopefully any issues. That being said, I don't think there's anything I currently need to do because I am broke, and we probably should save money to afford a boat.
Mm-hmm. Butter, we were given 15 platinum, right? At one point, right? At this campaign, or was that a different one?
Let's see. The last time you guys were given any currency was September 11th.
Oh
my god. That's where you guys were given 20 platinum.
Oh my god, we did 9/11.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, by the way, I still have inspiration because that one time something happened and I don't know.
Yeah, he rolled a natural 100 on the transportation wheel. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But it didn't fit with the plot, so you guys got a free inspiration point in exchange for rerolling.
What was the 100?
I can't tell you because I hope you guys roll it in a better time. But
oh, God.
So yeah, I guess at this point I am Aragorn would see just my character blur for a second because I need to cast it on myself. Andrew, you know what? You want to roll a
What am I rolling?
hang on. I forget because there's like two different things and I haven't played.
God, I'm scared.
Me too. There's just a 50-50 shot. I turn into micro forever.
What do you mean micro forever?
Brain
butter. Can this happen?
So when I cast a Dunamancy spell, which I'm trying to figure out which one this was, I have forgotten how to play D&D. I'm sorry. One second.
I'm a fighter. This is why I chose to strictly not do magic, especially in Foundry.
Butter, I swear I had a spell that gave me a D8 for some. Oh, Gift of Alacrity. Okay, so Gift of Alacrity got a free cast of it. I need to roll a D6. Can you roll a D6, Andrew?
Sure, buddy. Oh God. Let me get the good old dice out. They're probably dusty, if anything.
No, oh, that's okay. Is it D6 or a D12? Hang on.
I think it's a D12, last I checked.
Yeah, I think it's a D12.
Should I roll both?
Yeah, I got that. I'm having a hard time navigating my character sheet, and I don't know why. Hang on.
You've just forgotten where everything is.
Yes, I haven't been on Foundry in probably 2 weeks.
I'm gonna roll both.
Yeah, I just rolled both. It was
a 3 on a D6 and then a 5 on a D12.
Okay, we're fine either way.
You're fine. You're regardless.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So we'll just continue walking and everything's fine. I gotta figure out where that is because I need to have that on access. Choose one skill, blah, 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 blah. You gain proficiency. Nope, that's not it. Dude, I don't know where that is. Do I have it even as a feature, Butter, or no?
I remember that we put it somewhere, but I don't remember where it is.
My spellbook? No. It's not that. I don't think I got one, but that's fine. I think it's just a D12 anyway.
I know it's a D12.
Yeah. Anyways, well, I guess we'll walk.
I found it. It's in your pouch with your dodecahedron. It has the information there. When casting Dunamancy, first level, roll a d12. On a 1, roll a percentile dice.
Got you. Okay. Good. That's right. Okay, it's the dodecahedron. That's why. All right, we're cool. All right, so, yeah. I start walking towards the most breezy location or where the ocean smells like the ocean, because I'm assuming this is salt water. I don't know that yet.
I go to the ocean and turn into a fish.
I could, and I could swallow you if you want.
What do you mean you could? I'm scared.
Okay, so you're just going towards the ocean looking for anything?
Like what a dock, boats, boat docking. Aquas?
Yeah, okay. It doesn't like show on the map or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But as you get closer to the area, you definitely see a lot of docks with a lot of boats. Like I said, this is the only port city in the entire continent, so there are plenty of people coming and going. However, they do seem to have it laid out pretty logically. It's pretty clear that the judge, going by the map anyway, the bottom half down over here is mostly goods being imported and exported as most of its cargo ships. Whereas the upper half up here seems to be all passenger ships.
Yeah. Just turn and be like, well, I guess we know what one we're heading to.
Well, I guess so.
Out of curiosity, Aragorn, how much gold do you have on you? Or I guess change.
Oh, God. Let's see.
So I got... Shane pulls out 80 golden doubloons.
I have 2 gold pieces.
So we got, between the two of us, we got 82. We should have borrowed some money from the boys, but that's fine.
We can always sneak on a boat.
Yeah, I know. It's just ethics, that's all.
Ethics, methics.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it really came down to it.
Seen homeless people sneak on these boats many of time. I'm sure we're okay.
Yeah, we can attempt it. Do I see anyone off in the distance that look? Do these people look like regular, old fashioned, just travelers, or do they look fancy? Like, what kind of vibe are the people am I getting?
So, right now, there are currently, like I said, it's very busy. So, there's currently 2 boats that are that have just recently docked, and they are very large boats. To be specific. They're
important boats. They got lore. Andrew, we got lore boats.
Oh god, not lore boats.
Is there a lore kraken?
Oh my gosh, no. They're very large boats. They're galleons. Like, they're good 110 to 150 feet long boats. Sure. The ones with the multiple sails. And as you notice, most of the ships that are currently docked here are galleons, actually. Due to the big distance at sea, there's very few smaller boats. But on one of them that is currently docking, it seems to be filled to the brim. There are people at every level. All of the cannons have been removed, just packed full of what appears to be commoners. The other one that is docking and beginning to unload is sparsely populated, but has people wearing far nicer clothes. There's very clearly polished cannons, everything like ready to go. So, for lack of a better term, if there's your economy versus first class.
Gotcha. So, here I turn to Aragorn. Here's my plan, and you can tell Shane's being very playful. You're gonna go on the poor people boat, and I'm gonna go try and make some friends on the rich people boat. How about that?
What do you mean? What if I get robbed? What if I die at sea?
Who's going to kill you?
Who's going to kill me?
We've basically killed a god, I'm pretty sure.
With quotation marks.
Yes, of course. Yeah, I'm just joking. We'll head to the poor people boat. That's where I belong anyway.
Insight check.
I love this god with quotes.
Insight check. I don't believe you, fucking.
That's a 6 on persuasion.
Oh, hold up. Wait. That's an 8.
Well, you know that I'm not really good at persuading you, and I'm not lying. Well, I actually, it depends on what Butter would say, because I had to roll persuasion, because I wasn't lying to you.
He's not lying, as far as you can tell.
Not lying. Gotcha. Let's go, buddy.
I'm gonna wrap my arm.
Yeah.
All right.
Poor people.
Yeah. Okay. We start trolleying over to the boat and see if we can get on or pay our dues or debts.
All right.
Pay our penance.
As you go up towards the boat that recently just finished docking, you're kind of pushing your way through people as they're kind of offloading off of this boat.
Yeah.
Kind of getting to the to the bridge, temporary bridge that they kind of have up for people to walk across.
Mm-hmm.
And there is somebody standing there in finer clothes than commoner, but certainly not fine clothes.
Yeah, not like me.
he kind of looks at you as you guys stop near the boat, and he says, looking for a fare?
Yeah, well, I'm not really interested in fares. I'm more interested in boats, but yes.
Looking to go overseas, then?
Yes.
Ah, well, where are you headed?
Well, I guess we're heading over to a place called... And I look over at Aragorn, and I'm just, like, nodding my... Or shaking my head, like, what was it again?
Give me one second. Need to look at my lore.
He pulls out a book. Oh, sorry, one second. Gondor? No. Nope. Hang on. Nope. Sorry, I can literally just look at world map, and it's right there.
Wait, butter.
Levant? Bontrant?
If you're trying to get to, you're going to Gondor, which is over here, which is now Judicar, which means you guys wanted to go to Dicernia, so you didn't have to go through Levantia.
So Dicernia.
Oh, Dicernia. Well, that's where most people come and go, so I shouldn't be surprised. Well, fare's pretty cheap, only about 25 gold per person. Although, I cannot guarantee that you will get to the other side. All food and safety precautions are up to the rider.
What do you mean? That's a little strange. Hang on, let me consult with my client. And I just, I huddle with Andrew. I'm like,
what does he mean by that? That seems a little suspicious.
It means we're gonna die.
Do you think we just take the chance anyway? I mean, the others are basically, like, still asleep.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
You turn around and see a very finely dressed gentleman. He's on the younger side, but he definitely he's wearing very fine clothes. It's almost obvious that he either is somebody important on a ship or maybe even a captain. As he approaches and says, "If you would like a nicer ride, this ship might be more your speed." Mm. As he kind of points towards the nice ship.
Well, the question would be for you, fine sir. I love nice ships, and I'd like to be on nicer ships. I like nice things. However, how much is this nice thing going to cost us between the two of us?
Well, we pride ourselves on comfort and relaxation. Will cost a measly 200 gold per person.
I cast silence on him. I'm just kidding.
But all safety precautions will be taken. We have a fully trained staff and crew ready to serve you for anything you may or may not need.
Well, see, I would love to do that, but between me and this guy, we don't even have enough to come up with 100. So... yeah, it's kind of unfortunate.
Are you perchance skilled at navigation?
What kind?
Naval navigation.
Okay.
On the water.
So then this is a question for you, Butter. Because I know personally, as a person who's near the water a lot, because Maine is a coastal thing, sometimes I hear, I don't know if it's legitimate or not, but Shane used to look at the stars a lot.
And yes. So yeah, absolutely. If your character is very familiar with stars and stargazing is a hobby of yours, your character, I mean, then it would stand to reason that you would be at least decent at navigating by stars.
Okay. Cause that's what he would do on his free time when he wasn't doing like, school, or basically working on the whole situation with the dodecahedron, he would look at the stars. So I guess I would just be like, well, what is that called? Not cartography. What is it called? Something constellation something?
Stargazing.
I know what it's like stellar. It's not, I don't think it's stellar cartography.
Stellaron. I don't know.
I'm proficient with blank insert. I used to just look at the stars when I was a little younger. Well, I think. But I am probably more than capable of at least understanding where to navigate.
Celestial navigation.
Yeah.
He says, oh, well, that's great. And you, can you mop?
I mean, I'm decently strong, so I can lift things. Not like strong as a barbarian, but I have decent strength for a human-sized man.
Well, look at these muscles. He's jacked. Look at him.
In jacked. That case, we could do a temporary work appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Just until we reach your destination. However, there is a cost to this. You see, temporary assignments cost more, as I'm sure you're aware. Yeah. And so it wouldn't be able to cover your whole fee. Say, it would be down to only 50 gold per person.
If I can somehow get an extra... How much do we need, Andrew? 13 gold?
18
gold. I would love to do it. You guys have a charity fund? But chance...
Do you financial have aid, eh?
Yeah, they're just a little short. At minimum, we have right now in our pockets, sir, about 82. And that's it. But actually, sorry, 81, 82. I forgot what it was.
At this point, he kind of turns towards Aragorn and says, "Well, looks like you have some mighty fine weapons. Maybe a trade is an option?"
Unfortunately, none of my weapons are for sale.
Yeah.
Not even, say, that short bow?
You don't have to. You don't have to. Plus, it's going to cost all our gold. I kind of want to just go on the poor people ship because this guy's giving us too much harassment.
The short bow is the one thing I don't care about. The swords are like...
But do you have any other ranged weapon?
Fuck no.
No, don't do that. I need you in case that happens, dude.
Unfortunately not.
Well, then I guess this arrangement won't work after all.
I'm gonna kill him. I suggest he gives us a free ride. I'm just kidding.
Would that even suggest?
I do have suggestion.
I'm please!
Can't be charm immune. The suggestion must be worded in such a manner as to take the course of an action sound reasonable. So...
Okay, reasonably. There's many ways that you could do this reasonably, but I'd love to hear your idea first.
So here's my idea. I haven't cast the spell, and I'm just thinking. If I do like the behind the back, like Kuxin, right? And I like send a spell. Okay. I'm thinking I could suggest that he lowers the price because we have an urgent matter.
Okay. Okay. That's an option. It definitely is more dependent on the NPC if he is a caring individual or not. If he has no empathy, then even that suggestion won't work. Not metagaming. I'm just letting you know. If he has no empathy, it's not really going to work out for you.
Would he know if I did this or not? The target must have the action to serve the best ability to course the action completed. You can also specify a trigger until met.
It doesn't look like they know, so I wouldn't say okay. So.
Cool. I will make a sleight of hand check to cast suggestion on him.
All honesty?
Yeah?
No, you wouldn't need to. You suggest a course of activity. The way that it looks like, it's not semantic.
Oh, well, there you go.
So you literally just speak the words, but you really mean them mean it this time.
Yeah, I mean it. Yeah. I suggest what I mean.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so I do the spell. He needs to make a wisdom saving throw. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Wisdom saving throw. Alrighty. First roll in a hot minute.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm pretty sure a 4 does not beat your DC.
Unfortunately.
So what exactly do you say?
I'm just like, well, how about this? You'll lower the price a bit. Me and Aragorn will take care of what you've asked us to. And in return, because we have urgent business, you take us to our destination for 50 gold. For both.
We don't have... Oh, 50 gold for... Oh.
Yeah, we have
50 gold. He just kind of thinks for a second and says, "Well, I could possibly do that if either of you can cook."
Yeah, I can cook.
Pause. Wait, rewind. Hang on. I may or may not have forgotten a very important individual.
Mm.
The girl.
The girl.
Yeah.
Well, she's invisible, so like...
Well, yes, that's true. If she if she believes she's hiding, then yes. However, didn't we discuss that they were going to go with...
That's the problem. I don't remember who we said the girl would go with.
I mean, I honestly, though... I think it was... I was for the choice of giving her the decision who to go with. I remember that. Because I remember that was like a thing that...
I lost Dragon. He remembers things like this.
Yeah. Because I didn't write that down. I only write down like locations or names or like items.
I would have written it down if I had time.
Dude, I know. Season's crazy.
Okay, so apparently the girl's with you.
Oh, okay.
So suddenly just behind you, she just goes, "I can cook." And he just kind of, he kind of like takes a step back from going like, "Where did she come from?" But she's then he just accepts it.
Yeah, okay. She's my daughter.
And he goes, "Okay, I guess I can make that work. 50 gold for the three of you."
Yeah.
Well, yeah, plus three workers. That should even out.
Yeah.
He kind of, like, raises his hand, kind of awkwardly, almost, as somebody throws him a large book from the ship with very, very, very good accuracy, surprisingly. Almost purposely showing off how highly trained they are.
A counterspell, I'm just kidding.
He grabs the book and flips through it for a second.
I gave him money, by the way.
And okay. He turns it around to show a contract. Freak out. It's not a magic contract.
Okay.
It is literally just a contract that outlines your duties, the expectations, and a promise to, you know, not kill you all and try their best to keep you safe, along with other things.
Yeah.
But very basic, like, it's not like I actually typed this up. It's nothing concerning or anything. Okay. I'm not hiding anything.
If you haven't typed it up, we're good. I'll just sign and then give the girl.
Moral. She just kind of follows right after what you do and sign.
She probably hands it over to Andrews, so.
Yep.
All right, well, we'll do our best, and if you can appoint me to the... where I need to be, then I'll go there and Aragorn can mop and she can cook.
He folds the piece of paper up and kind of puts it in a pocket on the inside of the book. There's like a little extra pocket to store stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He writes something down on one of the blank pages, tears it off and hands it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't read it. Interestingly.
Give me
but he says, just get on the boat and hand this to the first mate. He'll figure it out from there.
Okay, yeah, well, thank you.
He just kind of nods and starts looking around for his next unsuspecting prey.
Aragorn. I'm assuming he's gone, right?
Yes.
I can't read this. Can you?
What do you mean you can't read it?
I show him the piece of paper.
Do you know what this says? What is it? Butter, what was the paper?
The paper. No, you can't read it either.
I mean, obviously.
Nerys just kind of pokes her head up and says, "Oh, I can read it."
Uh-huh, yeah. That's what I was hoping you could. Yeah, what does it say?
It just says that it's what we're supposed to be doing, with an extra note at the bottom. I don't like that very much.
What does the note at the bottom say? Nerys, please. This is kind of scary. I don't know. Something gives me the wrong vibe.
It says that the mopper should mop 24 hours a day. I don't know if that's a joke or not.
Aragorn, I think we messed up. I think we just signed a contract with another Vex Mortis.
I doubt.
You might be bound to eternal mopping, Aragorn.
I highly doubt it. It's nothing. I think we're fine.
Nerys, do you think this is a joke, or do you think this looks legit?
I might be reading it wrong. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's written in Goblin. I've only studied it for a year.
Okay. I appreciate your honesty. I am going to take 10 minutes and just try to figure this out real quick before we get on the boat, okay? I would like to start ritually casting Comprehend Languages.
Okay. I will warn you, though.
Mm-hmm.
From what you can make out, these boats probably keep a very very tight schedule. Mm-hmm. And they are, from what you've noticed of other boats in the region, they dock for like 5 minutes, just enough for everybody to get off and new people to get on.
So what I'll do then is I will be by the docks, and then they're going to give like their roll call or warning call or whatever. And then once that happens, then I'll step on the boat. But I am going to walk abysmally slow, acting like, not like I hurt myself, but that I got a sore back, just a little bit.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay. Are you guys just, or not you guys, I'm sorry, I'm used to more people. Andrew, are you gonna just kind of chill with him, or are you gonna go ahead, or what?
I'll chill.
Okay. Well, as you kind of begin casting that, and time goes by, the boat completely unloads. Of course, like I said, there's not that many people on there. And they kind of waited for all of the main foot traffic from the commoner's boat to go before they moved. A couple people get onto the boat, none of which you recognize, but most of them look relatively wealthy. Mm-hmm. Shop owners and you know, the like.
Yeah.
About 3 minutes into your ritual casting, a guy kind of calls out, and with a very familiar, expected, you know, final call, mm-hmm. you know, we're leaving soon, get in here or else we're going to leave you.
Yeah.
As you walk across the bridge, but this one is actually nicer because it actually has handrails.
Oh.
The one for the commoners, if you got bumped, you just fell off.
Well, here we are.
As you walk across it, there is a man standing right at the, kind of like the entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of says, sorry to ask, but I need your tickets.
I'm assuming that's what I'm holding?
Yes. However, you're not done ritually casting, so I don't know.
Hmm.
Up to you, how do you want to have those?
Is he, does he seem like the intelligent type or broody type?
He seems far more on the intelligent type.
Interesting. I just look over and be like, weird request. Can I just hang on to this for a couple more minutes? I mean, I can give it to you. It's right here in my hand.
He just kind of raises an eyebrow. Unfortunately, we can't allow that. Some people have tried to use illusions to sneak past here before, so I must take possession of the paper and validate that it is official.
Yeah, okay, well. Are you going to give it back? I just want to make sure that this is, I'm not going to be, like, chipped out of my ticket.
Assuming it's a real ticket, of course.
Okay. And I'll put it out in front, and hopefully he takes it. And all right. Yeah.
He grabs it, and he begins to read. And he goes, oh, you're the new help. You've been wondering where you were going. He kind of reaches into his coat and pulls out 3 bracelets. They're just regular bracelets. They're black with a little... I can English, I promise. A little insignia kind of on the top that just has a little boat on it.
Mm.
But your intellect tells you that it's probably just something to signify that you work on the boat. But you apparently seem suspicious of the fact that it's a random piece of clothing. So
yeah, does just with like a glance at it and like just looking at it, does this feel like this is magical of any type?
I mean, as he hands it to you, it doesn't seem magical at all. It's just regular, relatively nice fabric. But it just seems to be regular fabric. Nothing absurd.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sense any magical energy or anything from it.
And I'm assuming you just want me to put this on?
Yes. You just head down the hallway there and go to your right. It's the fourth door on your right. And they'll kind of direct you and tell you where you need to go.
Okay, well, thank you. Did he give me my ticket back?
He did not.
Sorry, you forgot one thing. The ticket, please. I know I have the bracelet, but I would love both, please. This is just for my sanity.
Well, this isn't really a ticket, per se. It's more just a note from the captain.
Yeah. Fine. You can take it, but I just don't know. It feels weird. You sure this is, like, a legit thing? Like, I'm not being by accidentally gypped or ripped off? You seem like a really honest guy.
Ah. I see. You must have read the note and were concerned. The bottom part is a joke.
Insight check.
Go right on ahead.
Where is it? Blue. A natural 19 before modifiers. So insight plus that is that. Sorry, a 19, not 18. That would be a solid 25.
Alrighty. You are pretty confident that he's telling the truth.
Okay.
He kind of chuckles and says, it's more of an inside joke, actually. Our previous, we'll say, crewman, who used to mop the floors for us, he became obsessed one day and couldn't stop mopping the kitchen. Eventually died of overwork a couple days later, but we tried to get him to stop, we saw.
Did you ever report that to anyone?
Report it to who? We were on the sea.
I know, but I mean, he must have had family, right?
Oh, of course. We reached out to the family as soon as we were able to. Sweet. And of course gave them the severance and his life insurance policy.
Oh, wow, they have that covered here. This...
Oh, it was all included in your contract. You'll get a copy of it tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's interesting. It would be fine, though, at some point for me to go down and just... Is the kitchen off limits? Because I'm...
Oh, no, not at all. The kitchen is the third door on your right. Usually, it's open to pretty much anyone, but during main meal times, it might be a bit packed, and you may be asked to leave.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for your honesty. I will, guess get to work, then. And I turn to Nerys and be like, I guess I'll escort you down to the kitchen, because that's where you're going to be, too. And, Aragorn, I guess they're going to give you a mop.
I expect the mop instantly.
Yes, fourth door on the right. Everything will be taken care of there. All three of you go ahead and head there first. It's orientation of a kind.
Okay. I will be very specific. Ken? Because I don't feel safe putting the bracelet on for some reason. I don't know why. Okay. Can I just, like... Can I hang it off, like, you know how I have, in my head, it's kind of like a small, like, component pouch. Like, not with, like, my actual components, but more like just inventory, I guess would be the best way to put it. Like, around that bag. Can I just clasp it around the bag or maybe wrap it around the bag?
Are you asking me as a DM or the NPC?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could.
Okay, as long as it's there, and I'll make it visible so that people can see it, but I don't want that on my wrist for some reason.
Okay. So,
yeah, I'll do that.
Can't you sense arcane magic?
Yeah, but only if I have 10 minutes.
Yeah, that'll... Yeah, we kind of...
We don't really have that. This is like the one time where is there 10-minute casting is really annoying, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'll take them to the fourth door on the right or on the left. Either one, I guess.
It was on the right. Okay. As you kind of enter, there is a there's a man with a kind of short beard. Mm-hmm. He looks slightly on the older side, maybe early 50s-ish. Mm-hmm. He looks at the three of you, and he says, "Oh, I was wondering if you were going to show up. We're about to depart. Your uniforms are over there. Make sure to turn them in every day. It's about no later than 8:30 for them to be washed, and you can pick them up starting at 6. You will be expected to work at least 4 hours a day. I know, gruesome."
Mm-hmm.
He kind of says jokingly.
Yeah.
We've learned from experience that our guests don't like to see the same people around all day. Seems to put them off guard for some reason. Whenever you're not working, feel free to enjoy the amenities as though you were a regular passenger.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
There's a map kind of behind him of the ship. It has three different layers of it. The first layer, which you are on right now, is the closest to the water. It is mostly facilities and storage rooms. Yeah. The storage rooms line the outsides, and the amenities such as the kitchen, there's a brig, there's just generalized stuff like that. There's also, it seems to be, a workshop of some kind. I guess to makeshift repairs and stuff while at sea. The second floor seems to be mostly rooms. It has the entire center line is rooms. Surrounding it is smaller rooms, although it's kind of obvious, even to you guys, that the outer rooms are probably for crewmates and staff and all, people like that.
Yeah.
And then along the very outer ring is the storage along the back and front, and cannons along the side.
Oh, yeah, just in case people try to, like, rob it or whatever. Okay.
And then at the very top, it's what you kind of expect from a big ship like this. It's... Hang on, let me pull up my visual representation again.
Mm-mm.
So it has three very large sails. And it has some cannons on top. The top is kind of separated into four sections.
Mm-hmm.
Each one kind of raised against the others, just like a regular boat. Think of just like a regular pirate boat you've seen from Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah, so you guys kind of now know the general layout of most of the ship.
Okay.
As you guys kind of turn to look at the uniforms, as he called them, they look basically like suits, essentially.
Like black suit, black tie, white undershirt.
Pretty much.
Okay. Shane's gonna be looking fabulous. Anyways. Wait, does that mean Aragorn also has to too while he's swabbing the deck?
Yes. He very much.
Wow, that's a fancy cleaner right there.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. Drip.
Oh. Drip.
Hey, you guys are working for first class. What did you expect?
For first class?
Yeah.
I gotta get poorer.
I gotta get poor quick. Andrew, I just spent 50 of my gold. I'm 30 now.
Wagon, butter. Is there inside the, I'm assuming it's a suit, right?
It is a suit, yes.
Is there an inside pattern to this suit?
There is not.
Fuck, I was gonna Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Damn it. Never mind.
But
I'm sorry. It's a very mostly basic suit. It's very pretty from an external perspective, but it's not necessarily the most comfortable, and of course it doesn't have all of the niceties like inner pockets or anything like that.
Yeah. Or fur.
Fur. Okay. So, did he leave us or is he still here?
He has started to walk towards the thing. But he just kind of like pause, seeing if you guys have any questions or anything.
I don't think we have any questions at the moment. I will say the only thing that can come into mind is after our 4 hours or so of whatever we're doing, you said that we were allowed to basically be around as if we're passengers. Are there any areas that is off limits, like the captain's quarters, I'm assuming?
Well, obviously, other people's dorms and rooms are unacceptable to answer, to say the least.
Yeah.
But other than that, I guess don't go snooping through the storage if you don't have a good reason.
Okay.
Oh, but please do try to keep up appearances even while not working. Only wear the suit while working. But for your regular attire, please be sure to dress nicer, as he kind of glances towards you, Aragorn.
No. You bitch! I don't have anything else!
Can I buy the suit from...
No, I'm not wearing the suit! I'm not wearing it outside of work! What do you think I am?
Anyways.
Yeah, you are.
It's okay. I could technically use prestidigitation to clean your entire body up and make you look like you just took a shower. So that's cool.
Clean me up, baby.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, I will escort Nerys over to the kitchen because I want to go there myself. And I'll say, Aragorn, I'm going to take her to the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Something doesn't feel right about the guy who went insane mopping. And hopefully you won't go insane either, because what I don't want is you to die a day later after you start mopping.
Oh, correct.
Yeah, because we're trying
it's to. It's time to mop!
He says, oh, one quick thing before I leave. Obviously, the cook will need to be in the kitchen. The navigator will need to be on deck.
Crow's nest.
We'll specify your location for where you're supposed to go exactly later. Normally, you'll stay in the crow's nest. Yes, normally you'll stay in the crow's nest. But you might be required in other locations as.
Yeah.
You know, necessary requirements arise. As for you, just generally keep the place clean. Very rarely will the guests be on deck, so normally focus around their quarters and the first level.
Well, we appreciate you. We'll try to make sure we stay clear of everybody that way they can do their job, but yeah, I'll head up to the crow's nest in a little bit. And actually, now I realize it's daytime, so I'm supposed to do stars. How is that going to work? Am I going to go to work right now? Because I can't see the stars when the sun is out.
No. You just need to, whenever the sun goes down, you just need to work for 4 hours and kind of give us the general heading, and we'll hold it for as long as we can during the day.
Okay. Well, sweet. Thank you.
He just kind of nods his head and begins to walk out.
Specifically, is there anything on him, like keys?
He does have some keys on him, yes. He has a belt with a very large ring on it. There's a good 2 or 3 dozen keys on it.
Okay. I would like to just mentally, connect myself with the feet to the keys, specifically either the belt itself with the keys or just the keys. Either one will work.
Okay. Logically, you would choose probably the keys.
Yeah, probably. All right. Good luck, Aragorn. I'll see you. Actually, I actually don't have to work for a while, so I can actually explore this. So I'll give you the rundown, I guess, while you're doing whatever you need to do, and then
sure.
Do that. All right. So I guess the plan is Bubder, he's going to start mopping. While he's mopping, I'm going to take her to the kitchen, see why is there a magical field of necromancy in there, and fix the problem before it becomes a problem. And then, yeah, we'll take it from there.
Very well. All right. The boat begins to move as you guys leave dock. It does not have an air horn. It just silently begins to move and wood begins to creak.
Sorry, it would be more like from the wind.
Yes. The flag. However, Mr. Fluxinator, you do kind of sense the use of magic kind of take effect as you guys begin to move. However, stop questioning freaking everything.
I just do that because I find it fun.
However, you kind of recognize this feeling almost. The waves don't feel very harsh, and the boat doesn't seem as jerky as it was when it started moving. Mm. You are pretty sure that this is similar to Mr. Eldon's magic that he used on the cart to keep it steady.
Okay. That's cool.
By the way, completely above table, you guys chose the right boat.
Good. I wasn't sure or not. I was like, it's gotta be the guy reached out, right? Yeah,
sure. Oh, for the record, I prepared 3 different encounters. Not encounters, I shouldn't say. 3 different events.
Okay.
For this boat ride. So would somebody like to roll a D3 that doesn't exist?
Go for it, Andrew.
You could also do a D6 and divide by 2.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I'm trying to create the ambiance. Nope, that's not the ambiance.
A 2.
A 2?
Two.
Bro, I gotta be the best one. Okay. Oh,
no. All right.
Wait, flip a coin.
What?
Somebody flip a coin.
Let me just Bucks. Google. Flip a coin. Flipping. It's heads.
Okay.
Well, anyways, I'm gonna start playing the battle music now.
Nope, anyways, we're fucked.
Time to cast haste, Andrew.
You guys are good. You're going to the kitchen with Nerys. Soon, I assume. Well, Flux, you wouldn't put on the suit yet because you're not working yet.
Yeah, not yet.
But Nerys puts on hers.
Midway walking, she just yep.
Yeah, she just goes invisible. You can't see her anymore, then she appears with a suit on. It's crazy.
All right, there you go. I was about to say, dog, that's a little bit suspicious.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Okay. Well, there you go, Nerys. That was fast. I'm going to come in there. I'm going to make sure all the ingredients are in a good spot that you need and everything.
Sorry, like you're going to what?
I'm going to go into the kitchen with her, and I'm going to
make I'm sorry. You said that you're going to come in there.
Oh, sorry. Yes, let me. The way you said that. I'm going to go in there and I'm just going to make sure all the ingredients are in a good spot. That's what I'm saying to her.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Butter, I'm going to start just ritually cast detect magic on my way just to be safe.
Okie dokie. On your way to the next door over, as that's the kitchen. as you open it, it is a very big kitchen. Like, we're talking like multiple dozens of stoves, right? A huge, like, we're talking 5-star kitchen, all right? Straight out of Hell's Kitchen, all right?
Oh, okay.
Multiple different spots. Yeah, he's pretty much just standing in the corner yelling instructions. Everybody just goes, yes, chef, in unison.
It's me, Israel, you're...
but no, that's kind of what you walk in on, as one lady nearby, a kind of heavy set woman, she appears to be human in origin, but has definitely eaten enough that she could be classified as a... you know what? Never mind. I'm not going to say that. That's literally racist.
Yeah, well, technically speaking, if she big, then she big.
Yep. She kind of walks up and says, "Are you the new chef? We need somebody to make more soups. Go over there."
So it's a sassy black woman.
Basically,
yeah. so butter, that's what you were trying to say.
No. I don't know what
you're doing. You know what?
I suggest she commits 50% of the crime.
Oh my gosh.
We're like, this is Nerys.
She can have 2/5 of a kitchen.
Oh, well, there you go. She will do some cooking, and I guess she'll get on the soups, assuming that's what you want.
Yes, clearly.
Okay.
What are you here for?
Well, I was here to escort her. I was also here to make sure everything was good. I heard about the tale a while ago of the guy who couldn't stop mopping in here.
The idiot.
Yeah.
What exactly did you hear?
Simply put it, that a guy one day, for some reason, started mopping and they couldn't stop. I'm not sure if it's crew banter or what it is, but I'm curious because I like this kind of stuff.
Well, yeah. How about you come back in about an hour? We'll be done cooking by then.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I'm navigating anyway, so I have some time.
She just kind of goes back to directing the kitchen.
I get down on one knee to Nerys and just whisper,
"If this lady treats you bad at all, just, if you have a minute, find me, and I'll get her to calm down. Okay?"
She just kind of smiles. And goes right to cooking.
Good. Anyways, what is hang on. Did she interrupt my casting again? Hang on. I'm going to lose it.
Yeah, she probably would have.
Fine. I'm going to stand in the room for 10 minutes. I'm just kidding. No. I'm going to walk out the door and sit somewhere while I wait. With no one watching me, no one looking at me, I'm just gonna ever on sight. Just the whole thing.
Okay.
Magic. Okay.
Yeah. Alrighty. Sounds like a game plan.
Yeah, Andrew, you're gonna have to roll another D12. Hopefully nothing bad happens. Or I will.
That's light.
Or you want to.
I got it. 5.
Where's that?
Okay, fantastic. We're going to take a slight intermission while you ritually cast, because I have to go use the bathroom.
No worries, I'll be just over here.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Alright, this is a message for the DM's bot. I am currently holding what is known as a dodecahedron, and if, by any chance, this lady, who is the head chef here, Gordon Ramsay, Black Edition, right? If she, by any chance, hurts Nerys or makes her uncomfortable or unhappy, I'm going to hand her the dodecahedron and tell her it's a very pretty and her brain will pop like a balloon and say it was an accident. Oops. Anyways. God, Domichi. I have a feeling that something is wrong with the ship. Like, hardcore, Andrew.
Yeah.
Something does not sit right with me. Like, why did they take the bracelet? Why is this thing, like, a joke? Why is she upset? Why was she concerned about what I said? There's just
little tiny things. And I know Butter's laughing right now. I know you are. I can hear it. Okay?
However, it just doesn't sit right with me. I don't know if it does with you. Something don't feel right. I'm gonna like go to navigate the stars, and they're gonna have a it's like that smiley face, you know, the Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, I think it was. It's like the whole moon just looks at me, smiles. That would really suck if we made a contract with someone that was magically bound, That way you are literally forced to mop the floor for 24 hours every day for the rest of your life.
Jeez.
I would have to find the contract user. Actually, I would know who it is. Because then the contract's broken.
Mm-hmm. I'm dead. I'm gonna die.
Well, if I kill you and then bring you back, then the contract... No, it's soulbound. Never mind. Yes, it is. No, it's not. I guess it'd have to be up to Butter. Do you think Nerisse is behind this? She seems like the person that caused the madness.
Yeah. I think it's the child.
The squabbled.
Yeah.
Dude, I actually saw Mantis gameplay. Like, I almost said Overwatch. Wow. From Marvel. And, dude, why is it that healers, specifically Marvel Rivals, when they heal, they get a little bit of HP back. So, you know, like, the reason why, like, Spider-Man's really hard is because if they heal anybody, including themselves, like, clearly, but they have, like, passive regen. So, you know, like, Spider-Man's one-shot, quotation marks, combo, right?
Yeah.
If they even heal 2 HP, it doesn't work. It does exactly 251 damage. Which, every healer in the game can at least heal 6 HP or more per thing. Doesn't matter what it is. So, like, if they just have any source of healing at all, or any damage reduction at all, it just doesn't work.
Right.
So, Spider-Man is a, like, a high skill ceiling character, 100%, without a doubt. But his reward for doing so is actually pretty bad. It's not, like, the greatest. I mean, still good. But it's like Genji in Overwatch. Like, it's really great in low elo.
So okay, I'm back.
Hello.
Hello, Ethan. Right.
So the intermission took place. I sat there with my dark cloak.
Yes.
At the stars. That was clearly that they were clearly in front of me because I'm not in the ship at all. Yeah. And then a fireball went off.
Of course. But yes, you can now see magic.
Okay. I would just like to. Oh, crap. Would a crow in a kitchen? Crow in a kitchen would be weird. Yeah, it would.
Crow in a kitchen would be weird.
That's like, you know what? This is the first valid time a crow wouldn't make sense.
It wouldn't make sense.
Okay. Fine. Is there a lock to the kitchen door? Or, I guess, better question, are there people walking in it?
Yes, people are walking in and out. No, as far as you can tell, there is not a lock.
Okay. I will just open the door, look in. Does anything look suspicious? Or any, like, magical sight? Anything at all?
Not really.
Okay.
The whole ship as a whole, it does kind of glow with magic. The enchantment magic. But it's just a faint glow, so it's applied to the whole ship.
Gotcha.
But as far as you can tell, nothing specifically in the kitchen.
Okay. I'll just close the door and then walk away as fast as possible without looking suspicious. And I am going to... What would Shane do? What would he do in this situation? He feels suspicious. There's some weird stuff going on. He would look into it. But how would he look into it? Would he talk with someone? Maybe. But he's not social. But that's also like the only way I can get information. Unless the cargo has something. And they told me to stay away. But I could do it. Just say, oh, oops, I'm new. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Shane's a curious individual. The ability to do basic construction. So, yeah. He's going to go over to the cargo area, assuming there in time. The duration of Detect Magic, which is 10 minutes.
Okay. Like I said, this is a big ship, and you do know there's cargo on 2 different floors.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, the cargo is around the entire ship, split into sections. Gotcha. Where exactly are you wanting to go?
Is there a place with, like, personal belongings, or like basically something that
there is like personal belongings area. Yes.
Okay, then I'll head there if possible.
Okay. When you get there, it's pretty clearly split into two separate things. This is all very well documented because obviously they need people to find their stuff.
Yeah.
And basically there's guest items and then crewmate items.
Okay. I will split this, assuming this works. And I don't think there's an actual, but I've never heard of it. If I send my, actually crow wouldn't work indoors because we're on a boat inside a sealed area, because I was going to send him to one side and then have him like scout out something and have me go to the other. But if anyone sees the bird, they're going to be like, what is a bird doing down here?
That would be a little bit suspicious, but I don't think it'd be enough to raise any alarms, by the way.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we don't have, like, glass windows. These are just open side areas.
Are we far out to sea?
No, you guys just recently departed.
Oh, okay. So birds wouldn't be completely out of the question.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, I'll make the bird stealth, if that's a possibility. He's a bird.
Okay.
What's his stealth? The stealth is a +2, dog. Let me just pull that real quick. Oh, that's crazy. 16.
Okay.
Grow well. And I'll send him down to the... I'll send him to the passenger, like, belonging stuff.
So guests, and you'll look through. Crewmate?
Assuming that I can get there.
Okay, yeah. You get there with a good, like, 4 minutes left on your time.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a lot of crates, most of which have names on them.
Yeah.
Whenever you kind of, I assume, look through your
familiar vision,
yeah, your familiar's eyes, there are very few crates. There's only like 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very basic. I mean, they're kind of smaller. It's very clear that the storage is just a option that most guests don't take.
Got you. Okay. Now, with the crew stuff, is there anything that stands out magically at all from just aura? Because apparently I can sense anything. Unless it's blocked by, like, lead. I think that's, like, the only thing. It's, like, Superman stuff. I don't know. Hang on. Second, because I should be able to identify it. Says your eyes become blue. These auras. Tied to each other, which is base. Let me just look at tech magic real quick, because I'm not sure if that's actually detect magic right there. The spell can penetrate most barriers, but if it's blocked by 1 foot of stone, 1 inch of common metal, a thin sheet of lead, or 3 feet of wood or dirt, it will be blocked.
Okay. In that case, you can kind of see through all of them. There are, like, you're looking, it doesn't matter, I'm going to tell you. For the guests, there is a couple magic items inside the boxes. Apparently, one of the guests is either a merchant or somebody that very much likes having magic items.
Mm.
I'm just going to say you straight up get Superman vision with X-ray on magic items. One of them appears to be, like, a dagger.
Uh-huh.
There's a belt, some clothes, a small piece of armor. It's not exactly clear what it is from your vision because it's kind of like put together, but you would assume probably gauntlets or gloves or something along those lines, given the size.
Interesting.
Possibly boots. And some other interesting items. One of them appears to be some type of chalice. All kind of glowing with different types of magic.
Is this in the passenger or in the crew?
That is in passenger. Okay. Inside the crewmates area, there are very few magic items.
Yeah.
However, there is one.
Mm-hmm.
In one of the far boxes towards the back, there is a little... crap, I have to look at my notes.
No, you're good, you're good. I feel like I'm doing well. I mean,
There is a headband.
Oh, Naruto?
It seems to be metal of some kind.
So it is Naruto. Is there a hidden leaf symbol with a cross out on it?
No, it has a small red jewel in the front. But overall, it seems... It doesn't seem super important.
What type of magic is this? I don't know. Location. Transmutation. Stuff like
that. I forget. Did tech magic actually show you exactly that?
I'm pretty sure it shows.
It shows you how strong the magic is. By aura, it shows you how strong it is.
Detect magic. You sense the presence of action magic barriers, and you learn its school of magic, if any.
Okay. Then it would probably be enchantment.
Okay. So then with the other one, passenger, was there any, could you name what is in there or no?
Name it how?
Name the schools of magic of the things that were gauntlets.
I could, but that's pointless. Like I said, he has a whole bunch of them. Just assume all different.
Okay.
All of them, multiples and different
kinds. I will, if there's enough. I mean, I will walk up to the band. I will inspect it, assuming that no one's watching.
Okay.
Which is kind of odd that no one's watching. I'm thinking about it, but it's fine.
When you walk up to it, it's in a box, that's just labeled old items. There's cobwebs on it and layers of dust. It's clear that nobody has been over here in a very long time.
Okay. Then if no one's watching, open it and be extremely careful that there isn't trapped at all or anything like that.
Alrighty. When you open it, you immediately step back because it smells horrible.
Yeah.
Inside is some rotten food.
That's fun.
Some clothes that appear to have, holes appear to have formed in them. As there's also a hole in the back of the box. It's very clear that some type of animal or creature has come and gone. But as you brave through it and push things to the side to get to the objects. You pick it up and look at it as you cast Identify. From what you can tell, it appears to be a headband of intellect. However, it seems to have something else appended to it, but you're not exactly sure what.
It's it gives you a 19 in intelligence and then a minus 12 in wisdom.
That's so stupid.
That's what I'm thinking. Cool. Yeah, because why not? I will take that. I'll put it in my bag. Just the regular bag. And then if there's nothing else in the room that really caught my attention, I will make my way over to the quarters of guest stuff. And we're going to take a look at that. Because you said there's basically nothing else.
In the crewmates area. Yeah, there's practically nothing else.
Let me go over to the passenger stuff. Yes, I'm stealing. Yes, I know it's morally wrong. Do I care? Sort of. But Shane doesn't.
Okay. You go over there. And you're just you head towards that box. Labeled on the front is... are you curious about the name, or do you just not care in the slightest?
I would love to know the name.
The name is Riven Nightshield.
Riven Nightshield sounds like one of the crazy legendary heroes in fantasy. Let's just put that down. R-K-N-I-J-C?
You cut out a bit, Chief.
K-N-I-G-H-T?
Is it K-N-I-G-H-T?
N-I-G-H-T.
Okay, sorry, we'll cross that out. H-T. Yeah.
Yeah, I will be very careful with this one, but I will. There's no. Yeah, I would have sensed it. So, spy. Why are they not watching them? I don't know. This could be a mental game. I'm just gonna. Just gonna double check that no one's watching or nothing magical, like, actually here. Because I know there's,
Okay. Roll an investigation check. If you're like, are you searching the area basically to?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Roll an investigation check. I rolled that. What's that? So we rolled a 13, which then becomes a 24.
All right. With a 24, you look around and kind of inspect the area. And you're pretty confident that nobody is currently down here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're definitely confident that there doesn't seem to be any magical alarms or anything like that.
And I will go into this box carefully and move the box to a position that is away from line of sight, basically.
Okay.
And I will open it and just take a look at each item. And I can cast Identify just as a spell if I wanted to, so I could do that quickly.
Okay.
For each item, I guess.
As you open it, good sir, I'm going to need a dexterity saving throw from you.
Oh, that's fine. Chilling. We got, which is 19.
Okay. As you open it,
kaboom.
It kind of feels tight just for a second as you open it. You kind of assume it to be just creaky box.
Mm-hmm.
As you open it, you see a string that kind of snaps on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
As smoke of some sort or mist appears to start exiting the box.
Mm-hmm.
At first it is white, and then it very quickly turns purple. As you look down and see it kind of settling on the floor, you realize that it is staining your clothes and shoes to be a dark purple.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Yeah, I just use prestidigitation. It's gone.
Fantastic. Then the mist just comes back and it stains them once again. Like I said, the mist is not stopping. It is pouring out of the box.
It's spell magic.
Okay.
Do I need to roll for it?
No, you don't. Because it's not magic. And it's still going.
Interesting.
Would you like to look in the box to see, like, the direct source? Or?
Yeah, I think. Because if it's not stopping, then sure.
All right. As you kind of open the box and look into it, there appears to be some kind of homemade creation.
Mm-hmm.
It is basically a series of glass tubes, mm-hmm. With what appears to be an area for a stopper right in the center. As you realize that whenever you open the box, it pulled out a cork that was keeping the liquids separated. And now that they are combining, it is what is causing the mist.
Okay. So, yeah. So I can clean it, correct? Is just restaining me?
Correct, yes.
Oh, okay. Then the liquid eventually has to give out, or the chemicals have to give out at some point. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. At least that would be, if it doesn't, at the current rate, you're pretty confident that it could keep going for at least another 30 minutes, if not longer.
That's fair. You said it's liquid, right?
It is, yes.
Hang on a second. Can prestidigitation a liquid that is a very small amount? Because you can chill, warm, or flavor. Chill to me sounds like you're making it colder.
I feel like chill would make it colder, warm would make it hotter, but not to the point of boiling or freezing.
Okay. Can I, remove this contraption completely? Like, just this one thing?
Just take it out of the box.
Yeah,
It appears to be kind of securely mounted to the side of the box, You could try and break it out of there, but...
Yeah, I don't want to have any evidence. So I guess you know what we're going to do? We're going to keep using prestidigitation to clean it, and if someone comes along, I'm going to panic pop a disguised self and put on best other crewmate impression, but we're gonna wait this one out. We're just gonna keep
cleaning. As you do that, you realize to your horror that A, it is producing it way faster the longer it's going, and okay. B, it's not staining just your clothes, but also the wood and flooring around it and wall as it continues to spread and spread to the point that you are unable to keep up with it staining. Can everything.
How about this? I mage hand it. Is there a window down here?
There is not a window directly down here.
Can I create one?
How?
Black hole? That's gonna be a little bit too much, I would think, right?
Yeah, that's gonna be a bit much.
Can I why didn't I just do this? I could have done that instead. Why didn't I just use fabricate to change the contraption so it's just sealed again? Or like, I don't know.
You totally could.
Yeah, why not? I'll use 10 minutes to do that. Sure. Why not? Fabrication. Okay. I fixed the problem.
As you finish casting that, the purple mist finally stops. However, since you spent 10 minutes doing that, you look around and the purple mist is a deep, heavy fog up to not up to your waist or nothing, but up to like your
thighs or knees.
Knees. There we go. Thank you. And it has stained pretty much everything: the walls, the floors, and unfortunately, it has spread all the way out, likely to the. Crew.
We can fix this. Hey, hey Andrew, I'm gonna send you a message real quick with a with sending, okay? And you're just gonna hear a little hey, you said you're a cleaner with a mop, right?
Yeah.
Can you come downstairs?
Sure.
I will go downstairs.
I know that's not how sending works, but I'm sorry.
That's fine. As you do that, you hear from down the hall somebody just yelling, "What the hell?"
I will disguise self, and you know what? Nah, that's actually, wait a minute, I could do here. Does it sound like one person or multiple?
It sounded like one. It's just a gas leak. Don't worry about it.
gas leak. Is this stuff flammable? I'm not gonna like burn it down or anything.
There is no way for you to know without lighting it on fire.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that yet.
Friendly reminder, this stuff is thick. If it was flammable and you lit it on fire, it would likely explode and kill you all.
That's fine. That's fine. You see, that's fine. You know what I'm actually gonna do? If I'm gonna polymorph myself into, let's just say, a rat. Okay? We're gonna polymorph myself into a rat. And we're gonna scurry out. But, I'm leaving the item there. The stupid little spray box with infinite smoke.
Okay.
And two, I'm going to be extra careful to make sure that when I am scurrying, that I don't draw any attention to the best of my ability. However that might work.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Can please roll a constitution save for me, please?
Roll a con save. Yeah, we'll be fine. Andrew, I think I might have just killed us. It's fine. Oh, that's fine. No. It's actually sick, though. This dice is so good. It's to 20. Dirty.
Right. With a dirty 20, as you turn into a rat and begin to scurry your way, you kind of course, as a rat, you're tiny, and you're breathing in this thick gas. You kind of feel yourself get very sleepy, but you kind of hold on to consciousness and keep making your way through the mist. It's thick enough that you can't really see where you're going, so you're relying mostly on your memory of how you got here. But luckily, you are able to kind of exit the mist. However, you realize that you are a completely purple rat at this point.
I mean, to be fair, though, if I'm turning into something different that isn't there and it's magical, like, I would still probably be covered, like, externally, but I'm not purple like myself.
That is correct, yeah. Polymorph, basically, it's poor man's wild shape.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're fine. It just looks like that the mouse broke into the box. That's all it is.
Sure, yeah, because the mouse can lift a big, heavy box.
Can I, because magic, hang on, do mice have fingers?
I would imagine they have something akin to fingers.
They have fingers, but I don't know if they have opposable thumbs.
All I need to do is just make the verbal and somatic. Oh, wait, I need verbal and somatic. Can mice speak?
Yes, mouse can go squeak, squeak.
Would that count enough?
Absolutely can.
Okay, so then can I like prestidigitation myself? I go squeak, squeak.
Sure, absolutely you can.
Yeah, that'd be great. And then just turn myself, obviously to the best of my ability, unpurple.
Okay.
Awesome.
Hello.
You are now a normal rat.
Yeah.
Or mouse, whatever you want to be.
Maybe a little mouse. Yeah, and then I'll just scurry to. Literally as far away as possible from here.
Okay.
I was just going to Andrew down, and then I left him, but that's fine. You go downstairs, and I guess you...
No, as you're scurrying away, you pass by this man in a suit holding a mop. I mean, do you say anything to him, or you just let him go?
I just sit there. I'm assuming on the step.
Sure.
Yeah, I look at him, and I'm imagining this, like, this cute little mouse just looks at Aragorn, and if Aragorn is anything perceptive at all, he would see this. He would just look at him and go, squeak, squeak.
What a cute little mouse. I need not to get distracted. I need to go there instantly.
Squeak.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
Maybe he's trying to tell me something.
Squeak.
Can I grab it?
Absolutely, you can. No check needed.
I'll bring it with me.
No. And then I will use my crow to just summon it on the shoulder, and because mental capacity, he just goes,
don't touch the mouse. It's me.
Can I grab the bird?
No. I'm trying to get out of here, man.
I will take it with me. I'm joking. Okay. I will put the mousey down.
Squeak, squeak. And then we just scurry upstairs, and the bird disappears.
I just love the idea of me gorilla grinding the fucking mouse.
Oh my gosh.
Like the way the fucking Linguini grabs Renny.
Squeaks like the whole,
it's like the whole body with the head sticking out.
Yeah, it's like puffing.
Alrighty. Now we're just going to fast forward a bit here.
You get to clean up the mess I made, sorry Andrew.
As cleanup goes underway, the crew is gathered later that evening and given a strict talking to about the importance of... basically, he does the corporate speak for don't ever open up somebody else's property again. But I'm not blaming you. I'm not saying you did it. But don't ever do it again. Corporate speak.
Was I there to attend that?
Yes. All staff was.
That's sick.
You guys kind of just hang out for a bit. You explore. Yeah, you obviously get off of work, Aragorn. Is there anything specific that you wanted to do?
Do something cool, like burn the building down.
Burn it down?
Okay, I'll take that as a no. And Flux, you begin your... your whatever it's called, shift. You kind of go up to the crow's nest. Basically, you're just kind of guiding the way and learning the ropes while you do it. One of the other... Hey!
Meow.
One of the other Pathfinders kind of seems a little annoyed at your hobbyist level knowledge, but kind of just accepts it and teaches you the ropes.
Yeah.
And you'll kind of take your long rest for the day in your appointed rooms.
Yeah.
As you guys awake the following morning, slid under your door are your copies of the contract.
Oh boy. I'll get up. I didn't hear from Nerys. Actually, she wouldn't even know where to get me, really, so whatever. Okay, so we did take a long rest.
Yes.
Cool, good. First things first. Andrew, roll a
d12. Oh, God.
It's fine.
God.
Let it's only a precaution in case we get into combat. Just don't roll a 1.
11.
You're fine.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, so I guess, assuming it's fine and I don't have anything I need to do, I'll just walk over, pick it up, look at it.
All right. As you're kind of reading through it, like I said last time, it's pretty normal. Nothing too out of place. But as you guys kind of read through it again this time, your eyes kind of stop on something. As you guys realize you never asked, nor did you pay much attention to, how long this journey would be. As it says that you will be under their care for 2 months.
I crumpled the piece of paper and put it in my pocket.
I will neatly fold it and put it into
let me be clear. Not that you will be journeying back and forth working for them for 2 months. The journey takes 2 months.
Wait, the boat takes 2 months to get there?
Yes.
I mean, it's a boat.
Oh, dog. Why? Okay, then never mind. Okay, I thought this was as in, they're holding us hostage. I was about to kill the captain.
No. Yeah. That was why I wanted to be clear.
I am now captain of the boat.
I am the captain now.
I am so glad that you guys know that because my sister doesn't and she's a loser for it.
Dang. Kind of an L.
But
you know what?
Killer?
No. Just fireball. Lightly.
Pepper. So killer.
Fireball.
Pepper spray.
Okay.
Mace. So get a bear mace and mace.
Wait, I just realized it's going to be 2 months. Butter, 2 months on a boat has been longer than every single session put together.
I know.
Oh, God.
Wait.
We did not think this through.
Hang on.
Can I haste to the boat?
Haste?
Please. Can I make the wind go faster?
I'm going to tell you right now, no, you cannot haste to the boat.
What if I find a really creative way to get more air through the sails?
Jet
then I will allow it.
Okay, I'm going to start brainstorming, okay? In about 20 minutes, I'm going to think of something matter.
How to make boat fast? How to make sailboat fast?
Could I fabricate something that's like a big wheel that turns like ship with fabricating? Excuse me,
are you talking about a propeller?
Yeah.
And how will you power said propeller?
With my feet.
So we throw out all the children.
My guy developed a rowboat with extra steps.
Yeah, I'm so down.
We gotta make it a speedboat.
So
an engine.
I'm just gonna go to Andrew and knock on Nerys's door and bring the over to Andrew. And I'm like, I just go,
Mm-hmm. Come in.
Yeah, thank you. I go in, assuming there's a place to sit down.
The floor.
I will sit on the floor. Hey, have a seat for me. So, you know, we're pretty used to Eldon, right? He's a fast guy. Unfortunately, I didn't realize that this could take a while. I kind of just forgot about that.
It's a boat. It's gonna take a while.
I know, but I don't like taking.
Did you not realize this?
I didn't realize that Eternia is 2 months ish away.
Yes, it's a boat going.
No one told me across this.
Very big waters.
No, I understand, but no one.
No, I needed to tell you. It's but common knowledge.
You know what? I have a spell for self-harm. I'll use life transfer. I'm just kidding.
I got a spell for self-harm. It's called noose.
So, yeah, you and I are going to be here for a while. We're going to learn a lot about each other.
I guess so.
Well, we might as well start off. How's your mom and dad?
Well,
I just realized you're Batman.
Wow. About that. They're kind of dead.
Oh, well, sorry about that. Mine probably are, but I don't know. I'm Batman, but if he had dementia.
I'm Batman with dementia.
He's like, why am I Batman? I don't know. I think it's
No. That was a terrible question. So what about your parents?
Any siblings?
Yeah, any siblings at all?
They're all so dead.
Any love interests?
Yeah. Just looks over at Nerys.
Love interests?
Yeah, I love it.
I have no time for silly things like women.
No.
Any favorite mates? Winky, winky.
Okay. What do you mean favorite mates? I'm not gay.
Maids.
Servants.
Mate. Oh no!
Don't you know the wonderful lore behind medieval maids?
This is not yes, but this is not Romeo and Juliet. Okay. This is Batman and
Batman
and friends. This is Batman and friends.
So I look over at Nerys and I'm like, yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you're going to be here for so long. I mean, I hope you can find something fun to do, because I'm kind of trying to figure out how to make this faster.
We could use the blowy up thing and make an engine.
An engine? What's that?
What blowy
up thing? I do not know.
It just kind of came out, sorry.
I was thinking of a word to call. We make something to propel it go faster. Like you mean
a V8 engine?
Yeah, I need a V8 engine with 8 cylinders with a Corvette transmission.
I have 2 months, butter. I could learn how to make this.
No, you couldn't.
With the material, I can do anything.
Butter, I have 2 months. I'm going to kill everyone.
So I guess. Happen? So then here's the thing, right? If this is actually 2 months butter, do we actually have to do all 2 months or no?
Oh, no. We were going to skip through most of this and do the stinking, whatchamacallit. There's a specific terminology. Montage.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, it's just going to be like funny, like clips of me and Andrew just bumping into each other and like laugh. And like, no. Nerys walks through the kitchen door that opens and it gives like the name. It's like Nerys, and she's like, oh, stop it with like the like the pre-bunch intro, dude.
It's just like the really like cringy sitcom.
Yeah, no, hang on. Let's see if I can.
No, it's just us laughing, and then it's Nori's getting yelled at. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Freaking intro. I don't even know what it was. Was it Brady Bunch, dude? I don't even know. I don't even know, man. But I'll have to look this up, and I'll send it later.
Put a girl on.
Put a girl on.
Yeah, Brady Bunch. I think that's exactly think what that's you're thinking. It.
Put a girl on.
Yeah, this is it right here. This is exactly what I'm thinking. Sort of. Wow, this is actually a really old number. Anyways, we'll get back at topic. Yeah, the only thing that I would like to do, Butter, is every night I want to, like, summon Trug to figure out if he can
help. I'm going to just go ahead and tell you this right now. I know for a fact that if I took what you guys are going to say now and then we continued, then you guys would think of me messaging me later going, oh, well, actually, I thought this was a really cool thing to do. So, instead, here's what we'll do. We will go ahead and end session here.
Okay.
And you guys have the whole week to figure out what you would want to be doing during this downtime.
That works completely fine with me, if it is
for I am also incorporating this technically homebrew rule. Where downtime can be treated kind of like a currency, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So if later on down the line and you're like, ooh, well, you know, I would have done this during my downtime, I'll let you do that. Of course, with the rule being you can't use your downtime to prepare for something that you learned about after the downtime would have happened, yeah, or whatever.
Or obviously. Something ridiculous that's over.
God, like, what's that murder mystery with the train? Train murder mystery movie.
Oh, yeah.
Orient like, Express, please. Let's make this Orient Express. I beg
what's of Orient me. Express?
It's basically it's a whole thing about this train with a bunch of bougie rich people. It's really good. I think there was an older version of it.
Now, slight rewind. This is slight metagaming, but I'm just gonna go ahead and let you guys know that whenever we come back to session for things to happen, we will only have skipped about a month into the journey.
Okay.
Just for the record.
I'm glad we have access to communicate to everybody. Without the whole party, because that's kind of a
I can't wait to know what Nate and Dwagon are gonna do for 2 months.
Like, oh, I can guarantee you, I already know what it is. Nate is going to attempt to try and rob every single person on the boat.
Yeah.
Dragon will attempt to befriend and then probably stinking defraud every single person on the boat. And it will culminate in them probably owning the boat. If I were to gamble,
I am the captain now.
I'm the captain now. I mean, we could, Andrew. We could,
and then they're gonna get hit with property taxes.
We could. Oh,
we could.
I don't want to take over the boat.
I could just haste. Oh, never mind.
I don't want to pay taxes.
I can't haste taxes.
As much as I want to like have a boat.
I'm pretty good.
My trust fund doesn't kick in. My trust fund doesn't kick in, so like I inherit the kingdom. So
yeah. Oh, but guys, just so we're on the same page, you are on international waters. I'm sure you know what that means.
That means.
Oh God!
Wait, hang on. Does that mean if I commit, it could be considered
a felony,
an act of war? No.
Well.
Any crimes committed in international waters aren't crimes because there are no laws. However, that being said, the way that it works in the real world is that the flag that you are, yeah. However, that doesn't exist here, so
we can do anything. Andrew, what did you say about?
Murder them all.
Everyone. Yeah.
You see, I would do that, but control a galleon, we kinda need more than two people.
It's okay. What I can do is I can use speak with dead and they can tell me how to control the boat.
Why don't we just revolt with the butlers. We cause an uprising.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get this. You could wait to do all that whenever you're like 3 days out, just outside of the border. That's and true. Then kill everyone. And
no, because then we would be close to the
well, the barrier water.
Yeah,
thing. You mean yeah. Get it.
Yeah. See.
Yeah, butter, that would be.
I know what I'm thinking about.
You're just so smart.
Yeah, I am.
Real.
So we're gonna kill the captain. And
I'm the captain now.
And we're gonna make you the captain.
Yep.